My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information that can be vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition, listening to your body, and actually taking some information and making it a reality, even if it's just small changes at a time, can make a dramatic difference in our overall health. I think sometimes we feel that we have to change so many things at one time for it to be noticeable or beneficial. But sometimes the small changes, they do two things. They show us that we can do something in a change manner, and it also allows us to feel different or see something different, which is motivational to keep us going in the right direction. You know, we need to see something. We are definitely a community of individuals that, first of all, we want everything to happen overnight. Obviously, that's not going to happen, but we do want to make sure that we're seeing a difference, and that is something that's okay. So try not overwhelming yourself mentally and emotionally and physically and trying to do everything in one day. Just pick one thing, and then when you do that, then pick another thing. Before you know it, the ball will be rolling, and you will be seeing dramatic changes with your good health. Today we're going to be talking about digestion and the line of products from Enzymedica. And I think this is a great topic because of the fact that, you know, digestion is a major issue, or should I say bad digestion has become a major issue in this country. And for many reasons, because of the way that we live and our lifestyle choices. So we'll be definitely talking about that today. If you're tuning in for the first time, this is the Staying Healthy radio show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. Tune into the show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning for the best guest in the industry, the relevant topics, as well as the best high-quality products available in the nutrition industry. I then tell you every day, go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because they make good sense. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They are your oldest independent health food retailer in the Las Vegas area, and they have the most knowledgeable staff with the best customer service and the most passionate information you can find anywhere, all in one full-service location. Stay Healthy makes it easy. They carry the best of the best because they know that when somebody finally decides to get busy, get healthy, and get headed in the right direction, they want to see a change. They want to make a difference. So that's why they always carry the best of the best. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 till 6, and they're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, and of course, like them on Facebook as well. When you're on their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, print yourself a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at the store. Well, nobody better today than to talk about health and nutrition and our digestive system than my friend Paul Davison. Paul believes that vibrant health is a choice available to all of us. For over 15 years, he has been a fierce advocate of organic and non-GMO foods and supplements, herbal healing, healthy living, and socially responsible business practices. Currently, Paul serves as Executive Vice President at Enzymedica, overseeing domestic and international sales, as well as Enzymedica's professional line, Enzyme Science. Prior to joining Enzymedica, Paul served in various leadership roles, including Vice President of Sales at New Chapter and Vice President of Sales with Plant Fusion. He's a West Point graduate and a former Army paratrooper. He has undergone both Army Master Fitness and Yoga Teacher training and has regularly appeared on radio and television programs, as well as live speaking engagements from coast to coast to discuss wellness, natural living, and conscious business. Help me welcome my friend, my guest, Paul Davison. Hello there.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am wonderful. And how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing quite well. Thanks for asking.
You know, isn't it interesting today that some of the biggest things that we're dealing with our health are, should I say, created with our own knife and fork and our own lifestyle choices?
That's an interesting way of putting it. Yeah, so true. I mean, you know, we here at Enzymatica, we talk about, we actually invoke an ancient healer and philosopher, Hippocrates, who said that all health begins in the gut. And it's an important way, I think, of looking at not just our digestion and the some of the symptoms we may experience that we know are directly related to digestion, but once we understand that and once we nourish our digestive system, we find that we can receive benefits in other areas of our body, particularly our immune function, our inflammatory response, even our mental health, all have a direct line to healthy digestion. So that's what makes me so passionate about working for a company like Enzymatica, and the fact that we position ourselves as the enzyme experts and the digestive health leaders out there. But what's really cool and exciting about digestion is just how important it is to every aspect of our health, which makes this role and this category a really exciting one that's got a lot of room to grow and help a lot of people.
Well, I think the thing we need to remember is that, once again, we as a nation have become people that are focused on symptomatic relief.
Yeah.
And I get it. I mean, I really do, because you're nothing worse than burping and gas and bloating and heartburn and indigestion and discomfort and dyspepsia and all that stuff. And the first thing we want to do, we want it to go away. And we search out, we do it in flu and cold season, we do it in allergy season, we go to a drugstore, and we try to find a box that has most of the annoying things that we hate on the label, and that's what we get, because we want to make it go away. But digestion, although we want symptoms to go away, symptoms can also be a telltale sign of where the problem is originating from. So listening is part of it. The hard thing is for our brain to wrap around the idea that we can get to the source of the problem, which in thereby making the symptoms go away at the same time without covering it up.
Yeah, no, so true. And as you were talking, when you brought that subject up, I started to think about the idea that, you know, symptoms are the pathway to healing. And so it's an interesting sort of nuanced way to look at it, where as you said, a lot of especially medical the medical system is focused upon, you know, just resolving symptoms and making symptoms go away. The way I like to think about it, and it sounds like you too, is that symptoms are a calling to us. It is our alert system. It is an initiation of a pathway to health and healing. So we have to, number one, like you said, listen. Like, how do we listen to our symptoms? How do we understand what our symptoms are? What do they feel like? And, you know, and we talk about this a lot, that a lot of the symptoms that we would classify as digestive symptoms, digestive disorders, you know, things that you mentioned, you know, like your constipation, your gas, your bloating, some food intolerance, lack of energy, nutrition deficiencies, you know, a lot of these symptoms, especially the digestive ones, like the constipation, gas, bloating, and heart, people don't like to talk about those, number one. And they don't really like to talk about them. And it's like this quiet sort of suffering or quiet struggle that a lot of people go through, where, you know, they have a meal and they feel some gas or some discomfort in the digestive tract, and they think that that's normal. Or they think that, you know what, that's just the card, you know, the hand that I got dealt in life is this particular deal, as opposed to saying, huh, that's, you know what, I am meant to thrive. Like, I am meant, my body is meant to be singing, not to be, you know, belching. So then once you kind of have that honesty with yourself to say, you know what, like, this isn't right, you know, so then you can go out and you can, there's research that you can do. Obviously, everybody knows they can go onto the internet and look up things. That sometimes can be more confusing than not. That's why I'm so passionate about all the wonderful health food stores in our country, where you have people on the floors of these health food stores, like Stay Healthy, that are so committed and have such great knowledge that they can help steer you and help you identify what those symptoms are and then look for solutions to resolve them. And like I said at the top of the show, you know, you come in feeling gas and bloating, right? That's like the symptom that begins your journey. And that takes you down the path of nourishing and healing your digestive system, which then, you know, as opposed to the world of Western medicine where you have side effects, we get to walk in the world of side benefits. And so with nutritional support and with, you know, healthy supplements, we get side benefits where we came in to address our digestion, but then we find that our energy levels have increased, even though that wasn't our original complaint. And the thing that a lot of people don't understand, particularly about digestion, is that digestion is occupies about 70% of the energy gets occupied with digestion in your body. So if you're having issues digesting or you're eating a big meal, a lot of your energy gets diverted from other vital functions over to digestion, which can have, so if you think of having sort of like a finite supply of energy, if resources are disproportionately sent over to digestion to aid in that, and then if you're particularly dealing with an enzyme deficiency where you're depleted and you're not well equipped to handle that digestion, which causes even more resources to come over, then other areas of your health can get compromised. So when you heal up your digestion, you make your system more efficient, and then now you have energy available to work on immune system function, to work on inflammation, to work on your endocrine system, et cetera. And so you get this total body wellness by first addressing your digestion.
Well, you know, digestion is such a natural process that our body should have the capability of doing. But, you know, it's like our car. You know, if you get oil changes and rotate the tires and keep it clean and make sure the fluids are doing like they should and change the spark plugs and keep it tuned up, it's going to run a long time. Yeah. But the thing is, if we do not keep this up and we try to run our bodies on really good tasting, bad quality, low nutrition based foods, you know, our body is very forgiving and it'll do it for a long time before it really just throws its hands in the air. But it will throw its hands in the air and it will get to that point. And then we're playing catch up all the time because we stop thinking about the cause and we stop thinking about how we got there. And all we want to do is just get out of that situation anytime during the day that it rears its ugly head.
True. And like you said, you know, you can nourish, quote unquote, nourish the body with deficient foods for a period of time, and your body will accept that and run. But then you get to a point in your life, you know, call it the midlife period, where all of a sudden you wake up one day and you say, I can't eat that anymore. I can't eat, you know, name a food. And I think all of us have a food that we know of that, like, we used to be able to eat in our 20s, but now we can't eat anymore. And what changed? Like, what happened? And that's where it's really interesting, and I'm super excited to learn so much about enzymes because, you know, when you start to study enzymes, you begin to understand that, number one, enzymes are catalysts. Right? Enzymes are responsible for their biologically active proteins, and they're responsible for every single chemical reaction within the human body, enzymes are. And so we talk about digestive enzymes, but there are metabolic or systemic enzymes that govern other, like I said, every other area of our body. Now, on the digestive front, they literally break down food. They take large pieces of food and break them down into small pieces of food. So that's kind of how enzymes work. But what happens is, kind of what you're describing, what I was leading towards, is that when we're born, we're generally speaking, although genetics can play a role, but generally speaking, we have sufficient enzymes digestively to handle the foods that we eat. But there are three factors that over time can lead to a deficiency in your enzymes. So the first I already mentioned, which is genetics. Like, there is a function of genetics that some of us are born with enzyme deficiencies, essentially. And that is something that can be overcome with supplementation, but that's a fact you can't avoid. But the other factor, aging is a process, so that's, you can't really avoid that either. So as we age, so that's, I think that leads to this whole idea of, like, in my 20s I could eat X, and now I can't eat it anymore in my 40s or 50s. You know, aging will do that. Aging itself, the process of aging, can cause enzyme deficiencies. And then the third factor that contributes to enzyme deficiencies is lifestyle, right? So if you've led a life of sort of eating whatever and, indulging in things that are not nutritious, not organic, high in saturated fats, processed foods, lots of caffeine, lots of sugar, lots of alcohol, things along those lines, those can cause many different issues in the body, but one of them that it can cause is those enzyme deficiencies. So those three factors, lifestyle, aging, genetics, are the potion that contributes to enzyme deficiencies and would cause a person to want to seek out a supplement to address their, like we're talking about right now, digestion. But again, their enzymes and enzyme supplements can be also beneficial for other areas of health, to include immune health and inflammation, joint support. You can actually use enzymes for those issues as well. How you take them is a little different. You take your digestive enzymes with food, and you, if you want to get more of the therapeutic effect from enzymes, you can take them on an empty stomach, and because in that context, they're not going to address the food that you're eating. They're going to address the systemic functions that I already talked about, wherein that enzymes govern every single chemical reaction in your body. That makes sense.
Well, one thing before we start on product, I just have one quick thing to touch on, just to get your quick view on this. This was a situation that affected older people for many, many years. You know, you got to an age and your digestive system would start to shut down. But today, and I know you see it as well, I see people of all ages that have digestive problems.
And so, because like I said, you know, aging is one of them, but then how do you explain why young people are having digestive issues? Well, one is the genetics. So let's rule out genetics. Let's just, let's say you have healthy genetics, but you're still dealing with digestive issues and you're in your 20s. Well, there could be other factors at play.
Sure.
So obviously I'm not a doctor, and there could be other factors at play from a disease standpoint. Mm-hmm. But what people need to really understand is how bad the food supply is nowadays, and the number of toxins that we're dealing with in the air that we breathe, the water that we drink, and the food that we consume. I mean, we don't know the ramifications of consuming genetically modified foods. We just don't. There's not enough data out there, and if there is data out there, it's really hard to come by because the industrial agricultural companies out there that are producing our food supply would love anything but for us to know exactly what the ramifications is of genetically modified foods. So I always talk about the diet. And forgive me for saying this word, but it's not a word, it's an acronym, the CRAP diet, C-R-A-P, which is caffeine, refined sugars, alcohol, processed foods. You know, those four elements is what leads to, can advance and accelerate enzyme deficiencies on the lifestyle front. You know, these are challenges of choice that we make. We make poor choices with respect to overindulging, like I said, on caffeine, the refined sugars, and the sugars are everywhere, and they're literally poison in our body. And then, like I said, alcohol, and then the processed foods. You know, like a lot of the foods that are out there are barely even food when you look at how they're produced and how they're made. And then they're all irradiated, and I mean, there couldn't be a better time to adopt an organic and non-GMO diet out there.
You know, so one of the biggest problems people have today, and they will admit, is acid reflux.
Sure.
You know, that's what they notice more than anything else. And obviously, you guys have been very, very thorough in your line. But also, when people stand in front of the line, they're kind of like, Where do I go? How do I choose an enzyme correctly? Because people not only want to choose the right one, but they also want to be able to see a difference.
Absolutely. So you're right. So acid reflux, heartburn is a major issue. The data that we have says that it affects one in three Americans, essentially. So that's a really, really big number when you think about it. And, you know, really, they're in terms of what company would you want to look to, what line of products would you want to look to if you're going to address heartburn or, occasional heartburn or acid reflux, I mean, at its core, that's a digestive issue. And, you know, it's caused by there's a valve in your digestive tract. It's called the lower esophageal sphincter, and it basically kind of opens and closes to let food into the stomach. Sometimes that valve stays open, and what happens then is that acid comes up from your stomach into the esophagus, and it causes that reflux or that heartburn. Now, there's different things that can cause that. You know, overeating is one. Constipation can cause it. Different types of foods can aggravate it. Different types of medications and even stress can contribute to that, and it's really uncomfortable. But again, like we talked about at the top of the show, it's a pathway of initiation. It's a calling for us to attend to our bodies and to our total health. And the real challenge that those of us in the supplement industry are facing is that we're trying to position products that will ultimately cure or address the underlying cause as opposed to that symptomatic treatment. And so the symptomatic treatment options out there are antacids and H2 blockers and proton pump inhibitors, or PPIs. And I really encourage your listeners to just Google PPI. If you haven't done so already, I mean, there is study after study after study after study about the damaging effects that these proton pump inhibitors, PPIs, can have, where, you know, people are taking, these products, and they're only meant to be taken for a short period of time, and they're taking them indefinitely. And it causes a lot of challenges. 15 million Americans right now are taking PPIs on a regular basis. You know, so that's 1 in 14 people, Americans out there, are taking it. And it's only supposed to be taken for 14-day regimens, PPIs are. You're only supposed to take it for 14 days, and then you're supposed to get back to normal. What happens is people are on them indefinitely. And how they work is, basically, these PPIs, they basically block the enzymes in what are called parietal cells. And what that does is it reduces stomach acid output, which will reduce that symptom. It just reduces your stomach acid. But the problem is twofold. One is they shut down these proton pump inhibitors all over your body, not just in your digestive system, and particularly in the brain. And that's why there's linkages from PPI use to Alzheimer's and other cognitive disorders. And they also shut them down permanently. And that's a major problem. And then just reducing stomach acid, the problem there is that, you know, stomach acid is one of those things that considered to be the boogeyman. I've got too much stomach acid. I have to reduce my stomach acid. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that stomach acid is vitally important. You need stomach acid. You have stomach acid for a reason. Stomach acid is there to obviously, consummate the digestive process and neutralize the food that you're eating. The stomach acid also provides immune system line of defense. And so when you have reduced stomach acid, you can not only have risks of those cognitive disorders that are all over the internet and all over the mainstream media, news reports talking about. But then you can encounter, you can encounter immune functions as well. So we need stomach acid. We need our stomach acid and our stomach and our digestive system to be functioning properly. If we go in there and we shut down these PPIs through these prescription drugs, we're going to open up a Pandora's box of side effects that are going to be worse than the original issue that we went in for. So, okay, so I had to set the table there, Jeff, you know, for the listeners just to understand. Kind of the negatives and where we're at right now. And then it's like, okay, now, okay, got it, now what? And so, you know, the idea is to, what you want to do is you want to soothe the digestive system. And you want, so what Enzymedica offers is an amazing product called Acid Soothe. And it's designed for occasional heartburn and indigestion. And the idea behind that is like we already talked about, at its root, heartburn is a digestive issue. So it contains enzymes to help with digestion and to help make sure that all those food items that we're consuming that normally would result in acid reflux get broken down properly. But then it comes with botanicals like marshmallow root and prickly ash, go-to cola, that can help soothe the digestive tract. And then there's a really interesting component called zinc carnosine that also supports the mucosal lining of the digestive tract itself. And what's really cool is the form that Acid Soothe uses of zinc carnosine is something called Pepsin GI. This is a really, really exciting component or ingredient that has over 100 scientific studies, 38 clinical trials. It helps maintain a healthy GI. It helps support healthy gastric cells. It strengthens the mucosal lining of the stomach, but it does not block stomach acid production. And that's the key thing. So, you know, I didn't even talk about antacids, which is obviously the over-the-counter solution that a lot of people look to. But again, antacids, they neutralize stomach acid. And that's a problem because, like I said before, you need your stomach acid. So I think this is a great option for people to get away from the over-the-counter antacids. And obviously you need to work with your doctor or if you're on a prescription for PPIs to wean yourself off, because it can be very challenging and disruptive to your system to just go cold turkey on those. Because the body will overreact and overproduce those parietal cells. The proton pumps after you get off that medication. So that's something you need to wean off and work with your doctor. And we make two different forms of it: the Acid Soothe, the one with the botanicals I described, like the marshmallow and the go-to cola and the prickly ash. That's in a capsule. But we also make a chewable, which tastes awesome, has no fillers. Really, really good, no sugar, and that one doesn't contain the botanicals because those don't taste very good, so we leave the botanicals out of the chewable form, but if you're used to taking Tums or some other antacid, the chewable Acid Soothe, or the Acid Soothe chews, we call them, are a great option where you get, you know, similar sort of organoleptic experience, you know, consuming or chewing those tablets, but without the negative side effects of neutralizing stomach acid, which can be very detrimental to your overall health.
Do you think we get to the point where we can still make a difference even if the diet has not got exactly where it needs to be? Maybe we're in the journey of changing our diet. We can still get benefit with this even though we may not be eating as great as we should be.
Absolutely. You know, I think I heard you talk about that at the very top of the show. You know, it's about making those incremental steps, you know, taking those steps on the journey. And, you know, there's a famous nutritionist who talks about, you know, there's no such thing as health food heaven, you know, where there's this like perfect world, you know, of health food. I mean, yeah, some people, there's a tiny percentage of the population that eat these, you know, perfect diets, but for many of us, that's not only an impossibility just due to logistics and practicality, but there's also something to be said for enjoying life and enjoying the richness that life offers. You know, eating is one of the wonderful joys of being a human being, is getting to partake in wonderful, yummy, nutritious food. And so, you know, my standpoint has always been about, you know, maximizing enjoyment and vibrancy of our life. Because if you're getting all this, you know, if let's say you're health, you're quote unquote eating healthy, but you're miserable, or your food isn't exciting your senses, then you're really shutting down one of the most fun parts about being a human being, right? So I'm all about, you know, making incremental changes, adding these supplements in. I mean, there can be no harm done. The cool thing about enzymes is you can't overdose on enzymes. You know, if your body doesn't need them, then you know, you just won't use them, and you're not going to harm yourself by taking enzymes. So we can all benefit from taking enzymes. You know, I eat a pretty nutritious diet, generally speaking. I also like to enjoy life, too. So, you know, Father's Day was this past weekend. My wife got me a cake on Father's Day. You know, like, I'm going to enjoy that cake. You know, I'm going to have my enzymes with me. You know, I'm not going to eat that every day, you know, and I'm going to have an exercise program. But I think it's important to enjoy life, partake in what life has to offer, but incrementally make some positive changes, like adding enzymes. Most of us, especially as we age, are getting enzyme deficient. So a lot of people listening to the call right now, you know, 1 in 4 Americans are suffering from a digestive disorder. A lot of people, you know, it's good, safe to say at least 25% of people listening right now could receive a direct benefit from walking into a health food store and picking up a great enzyme product. And Enzymedica's enzymes are the best. That's not just me saying it. They're the best because customers have responded to them. They're the number one selling enzyme product, digestive health product out there in the industry. Digest Gold is the gold standard for enzymes. No other company comes close to our quality, to our specific formula, to the way that we approach enzymes or our understanding of it. And I say that not to boast, but just to say that, to say, because it can be very confusing to walk into a store. And you can find enzymes that are cheaper, for sure, than ours. That can happen. But, you know, just like we talk about, you know, what you're putting in your body, you know, do you want to put the cheapest thing into your body, or do you want to put the thing in your body that's going to work the best? Because the most expensive, you know, if you're taking supplements that are inexpensive but don't work, then those supplements obviously don't have any value at all. So you can save money, but then, you know, cause you potentially not address the issue that you're going out there to address or to resolve.
Somebody just chimed in and they said they use the Digest Gold, but they're wondering if they could take the Acid Soothe with the Digest Gold.
Absolutely, right, because the Digest Gold is going to directly help you digest your food. That's why that product is formulated. That's what it's for. It's recommended to take that with your first bite of food. I have a little keychain holder that I put a few in there, so I always have them with me, especially if I'm out and about. It's funny to work for an enzyme company and then not have your enzymes, you know, because and we're looking at different ways to do packaging and stuff to make it more convenient. But it's good to have them with you during the day so that you can have them with a bite of food. But it won't directly provide the benefits that I described directly towards acid reflux or occasional heartburn. It does not contain botanicals that will soothe the digestive tract or the mucosal lining of the stomach. The Digest Gold does not contain that zinc carnosine. So that the Acid Soothe is specifically designed and formulated to address the occasional heartburn and the indigestion that goes along with acid reflux. Whereas the Digest Gold, that's just going to, you take that with your meals, that's going to help you break down the food that you're eating. Whereas the Acid Soothe is going to help reduce those symptoms of the acid reflux.
You know, another thing just came in, and they were asking about, you know, is mucus part of bad digestion? Because a lot of people, you know, when we have allergies, you know, we have colds, we get a lot of mucus. But sometimes mucus, I think, can also be misdiagnosed, you know, as only allergies. But, you know, mucus in our gut and too much coughing up mucus, I mean, some of it can be digestive base.
Yeah, it can. It definitely can. And what's interesting, so I talked about earlier is that, number one, by first addressing, you know, all health begins in the gut. Mm-hmm. Hippocrates said that. So first we want to address the gut, right? First we want to address our digestion. And if we've addressed our digestion and we're still experiencing some mucus, et cetera, or we're still having immune challenges, what's really interesting is that, you know, like white blood cells, for example, are rich with enzymes, right? And we know that white blood cells are the components within our body, like our you know, front line of defense against destroying foreign substances. So when the digestive system is working properly, stomach acid, like we already talked about, that provides a line of defense against pathogens, like we talked about. Now, enzymes can help, like we talked about, assist the digestive system, which then assists immune activity. So a lot of, you know, the reason that we have mucus, one of the reasons that we may have excess production of mucus, what's really wild is that mucus itself, along with things like tears and saliva, mucus and breast milk, these are like fluids that the body produces. What's really interesting is that these fluids actually contain enzymes, right? So your body produces mucus. Now, the mucus itself is actually produced by the body for a reason. Right, the mucus is produced by the body to because it contains enzymes, and those enzymes can break down the cell wall of foreign substances. Right, so our mucus production could be a byproduct of the body sensing that we have an excess of foreign substances in our body. Right, and that so our immune system may not be functioning properly, or we could be, you know, compromised in some way. So that there's now an excess of foreign bodies. It's kind of like when the, you know, the antelope population goes up, and then, you know, the predators, you know, then the lion population gets to go up because there's more food available there. It's kind of a similar relationship there, where, you know, the foreign bodies, the immune system infiltrators have gone up due to some sort of compromised immune system, and then the mucus production goes up to counter that. So that could be the reason why we may have excess in mucus production. Now, you can take enzymes to actually, there are particular forms of enzymes that are what we call mucolytic enzymes. Mm-hmm. That can actually help break down mucus. Mm. So, again, first I address the digestion issue. And then from there, okay, I've addressed my digestion. I still have high mucus production. There are enzymes that we can take, mucolytic enzymes, that can break down mucus. And we make a product, Enzymatica makes a product, it's called MucoStop. Mm-hmm. And MucoStop's whole purpose is to assist your natural ability, because the body should normally be able to break down, eliminate excess mucus, but again, if we're experiencing some kind of compromised immune system, our functioning may not be working exactly as we were, you know, as it was meant to, so we may need help. And so MucoStop, or we have like enzyme deficiencies we already talked about, that we just don't have enough enzymes to break down that excess mucus. So MucoStop contains those, you know, something we call mucolase, which is a proteolytic enzyme. A proteolytic enzyme is an enzyme that can break down proteins. And it's, what I like about this product is that, you know, because a lot of the products that we might take, like antihistamine-type products and others, you know, there's a whole bunch of side effects that you can experience, you know, especially drowsiness and things like, along those lines. So obviously none of that is coming along with MucoStop. So that's a great way to support you know, your immune system challenges. What I like too is I think, you know, the immune system, when people look to the immune system, we're usually reaching for like your zincs and your vitamin C's and things of that nature, and that's great. What we're here to offer is that there's a whole nother way to look at your immune system. And again, like we talked about at the top of the show, how enzymes are responsible for every single reaction in your body. Once you understand that, you can see, wow, there's benefits to taking enzymes on a therapeutic basis, so taking these enzymes on an empty stomach. So the mucus stop that I already talked about is meant to be taken on an empty stomach. And so what it's going to do is it's going to offer a more comprehensive approach to immune system function. So, you know, everyone knows about vitamin C. A lot of people know about zinc. But many people are not thinking about taking enzymes as a immune system support product. So we have a couple products. The MucoStop is specifically designed for mucus. We have another product which is a higher grade product that is our general immune system product. It's called Enzyme Defense, which is a complete immune system support product. And we also have another one that's in this family that's called Allerase, and it's really focused on identifying and responding to common irritants in the, outdoor irritants or even seasonal indoor irritants, allergies and things along those lines. So those three, that suite of products, the Enzyme Defense, that's the sort of the granddaddy of them. That's the one I use whenever I feel if I'm traveling a lot, I take it sometimes even prophylactically. Like if I just know that I'm putting myself in stress, I'm working, burning the midnight oil, you know, I fly across the country all the time. I have that with me all the time. I take it on an empty stomach. I take it a lot. Sometimes I even take it long periods of time to just know that I'm under a lot of stress and my immune system needs the support. And then, like I said, you've got the MucoStop, which is just specific for helping with your breathing and reducing that excess mucus production, and then the Allerase, which is focused on irritants.
The Allerase, can it be used throughout the year, even though allergies may be seasonal?
Yeah, it's basically, if you're it can be used around the year. I mean, you know, obviously for a lot of people it ends up being seasonal, and they might take it, you know, a couple times, obviously in the spring. And it can be, if you're still experiencing, you know, irritation from what you believe is, actual irritants, then the Allerase is fine. You're not going to, you know, deplete or damage your body's ability to, you're not going to develop a tolerance to that.
This is interesting. It says, about a year ago, I heard your show, Jeff, and we were talking about the long-term use of the purple pill. I was using Prilosec, and I had been on it for over 6 years. I decided to get off of it, and I had a rude awakening when I found out how bad my digestive system had been under the blanket, I think you call it. Wow. So I didn't know what to do. I went in and saw Marge at Stay Healthy. She got me on two of the different products from Enzymedica. It took about 2 weeks, but my digestive system is better now than it ever was, even when I was covering it up, you know. But it was a mess once I took it away. I had no idea that it had gotten that bad.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that and for that person to share their experience with it. And we always say, you know, the digestive health consumer, you know, internally, we always say that's the one consumer you can't lie to. And, you know, because we all know that there's companies out there in many different industries that are making products that are basically just filling a void on the shelf. They're not really, don't have an interest in truly helping people. But when it comes down to something for your digestion, you will know if it's working.
That's right.
You know, and sometimes it's hard with, like, let's say a vitamin, like a multivitamin, you know. And there's a lot of people that say, yeah, I feel better, I feel more energy, and that's great. And some people do feel that, and they attest to that. But with enzymes, it is quite clear whether or not that enzyme is working for you. Because if you have gas and bloating when you're consuming your foods, and you take our enzyme products, and you might need to take, usually people receive pretty immediate effects, but it could take a little bit of time, a couple weeks, but it's not going to take 6 months for you to feel some benefit. And if you feel no benefit, then, you know, you need to look at maybe there's a different issue going on, you know. And like one thing is that, like, when we talk about heartburn or occasional heartburn, that is, that a lot of people think that they have an overproduction of stomach acid,
right,
which, you know, can lead to heartburn or occasional heartburn. And the reality is there's a lot of people who actually have an underproduction of stomach acid and actually need to supplement with hydrochloric acid, which is really interesting. It was eye-opening for me to learn about that. So, and the symptoms are somewhat similar, right? So, low stomach acid is a symptom that we can experience that in many ways feels similar to occasional heartburn, right? And there's a lot of people who are experiencing, you know, the numbers that we looked at, about 15% of the general population and 40% of people over 40 are experiencing what's called hypochlorhydria, which is the underproduction or deficiency of stomach acid. And so why is it? Why would we not be producing enough stomach acid? Well, there's a lot of people that have been taking antacids their whole life,
right?
You know, their whole adult life, and they don't have enough stomach acid. So if you experience heartburn-like, acid reflux-like symptoms and you go take the acid soothe and it's not really addressing your issue, it could be that the lower esophageal sphincter disorder may not be what's going on with you. You may end up actually having low stomach acid. And you can take something, and Enzymedica just launched betaine hydrochloric acid, mm-hmm. Betaine HCl, that can address stomach acid and actually supplement and support healthy stomach acid. So that's another thing. So there's always nuances. So it's really good to listen to your body, try things out, try to isolate supplements. If you're trying something new, you might want to, if you can, taper off other supplements so you can just see what that supplement does for you in isolation. And if it's not giving you the effect, it doesn't mean that supplement doesn't necessarily work. It could be that might not be the issue, right? So acid soothe, we know, works. We know people get great results from. There's clinical trials on the pepsin GI, like I talked about, the zinc carnosine form that we use. But, you know, maybe your issue is not overproduction of stomach acid. Maybe your issue is underproduction. And so you might want to look at a betaine hydrochloric acid product.
And, you know, you hit on something that was really good. You know, a lot of the supplements we take are to create a better, healthier life down the road, golden years, if you will, and, you yeah. know, at the point when our body starts to change. But enzymes and things are things we're working on where we are right now at this place and time. And, you know, you hit another good point that sometimes if you try something, it's not working, go back to Stay Healthy. Find out maybe you need a combination of two, and maybe your body is just telling you that you need to go in a different direction, but however you need to go, there is a product in the line that's going to get you there. And sometimes, you know, we all want everything to be fixed by tomorrow. And it may take a little hitting and missing, but you will find a combination within the Enzymedica line that's going to make a dramatic difference with your health and actually ensure that you're getting the most and as much benefit out of your food and your supplements. Because if you're just going through the motions, I don't care how good your diet is and how great your supplements are, if you can't break them down and you can't get the benefit, you're not helping yourself or anything.
Yeah, true. And you know, when you mentioned, you know, if you can't break it down, you're not getting the benefits. So even like other supplements that you're taking, this is one of the other reasons why I really mm-hmm. love this company, because as you know, you shared to your audience, you know, I've worked for several companies in the industry. I love those companies. I still take their products mm-hmm. For different issues, because Enzymedica doesn't make every product in the world, you know, so I take other products from other companies.
Right.
So what's really cool about enzymes is they're so complementary, right? So if you're taking a plant protein or a whey protein, if you're taking a fish oil, you know, if you're taking these type of supplements and you're feeling like, you know, some people get the burping and such from fish oil, then it could be that you don't have enough lipase. You have a lipase deficiency. Lipase is the enzyme that's responsible for breaking down fat. And some supplements, some fish oil supplements, will formulate in lipase, but they, you know, it, the quantity might not be enough, and et cetera. So you may need to take a separate lipase supplement, and we make the industry's number one selling lipase supplement called Lipo Gold. So that's something that goes great with your fish oil, or it goes great with your foods that you're eating. If you're eating avocados and other things, or olive oil, and these fats that we know that we need to get into our system, lipase can help with that. Similarly, you know, if you're taking a protein powder, you know, and you're not taking an enzyme, you may experience, a lot of people have the gas and et cetera from taking their protein products, and you might need alpha-galactosidase or some other type of protease that can help break down that protein. So that's when, you know, taking enzymes is so complementary. You know, it goes with your food, it goes with your supplements. It really helps you get the most out of life.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for the clarity today. And I know a lot of people are going to find it a lot easier to pick out their product at Stay Healthy. I thank you so much. I hope you have a great day. I can't wait to talk to you again. It's always a pleasure, my friend.
My pleasure, Jeff. Have a great day, and say hi to Marge for me.
I sure will. Have a good day.
Bye. You too.
My guest today, Paul Davison, representing Enzymedica, of course, the full line of Enzymedica, you can find over at Stay Healthy Health Food Store every single day. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They're your oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas in their fourth decade. Everything in a full-service environment, the most educated staff, the most knowledgeable staff, the best information, the greatest selection of the highest quality products, awesome prices every day. Put yourself into the best place to get all of your supplements with the best knowledge and the best support, because we don't want to guess. We don't want to just, you know, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. We don't want to just grab something off a shelf. We want to make sure that everything that we're doing to better our health is the right choice. And you'll get that by asking questions, but you'll also get it by getting the right answers from the people that have the knowledge. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at the store. Read all the industry articles, because furthering your own education is going to help you have a better dialogue with everybody in your life, including your medical practitioner. And those daily posts from their Facebook, make sure you give them a like and a good thumbs up, because it keeps you in touch with the store, and every day you'll get a little bit of knowledge from their Facebook page. Stay Healthy. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out all the products. Paul talked about the Digest Gold. He talked about the Mucostop. He talked about the Ellerase. He talked about great products in the line. But you know what? You don't have to remember. You go in and you talk to the staff, they'll help you choose the right one for you and your individual digestive problem. This is the Staying Healthy Radio Show, Monday through Friday here on NBC Sports, 920 The Game. If you can't tune in from 8 to 9 in the morning, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producers, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're all on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, where all you have to do is click on the archive icon, download the shows. They're on demand when you want to listen to them as they fit your schedule, so that we make them work so everybody gets the availability, being able to have information at their fingertips, go back and listen to a show that you liked, or send your friends there. You may have a friend with digestive problems and they have a terrible problem. Well, they could benefit from this show. Have them later today, go there, listen to today's show, and they might just get the information they need to make better, wiser, healthier choices on their health. When you're at Facebook, you know, liking the Stay Healthy page, make sure to go to mine, Dr. Jeffrey Burke. Like the page. I answer your questions right on my Facebook page. So take the time to click the like button. Have your friends go there as well. I'm growing the page because I want all of us to be able to stay in touch, stay in tune, and head in the right direction together and get those questions answered right on the page. I hope you have a great day, everyone. Do something awesome for yourself, something just for you, and check out Enzymedica at the store. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy.
For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.